I spend fall Saturdays celebrating the sacraments of my people.
That's Diane Roberts, Dr. Diane Roberts. She earned the doctorate at Oxford, and she's an English professor at Florida State University.
I'm a Seminole lifer. I accept and embrace my inner barbarian.
What do you mean by inner barbarian?
Well, I mean the person who goes to football games or watches football games and stands up shrieking, "Not the sweep, you jerk! Didn't you see what happened last time?" And pull his head off, cooter, and come on, hit the man, hit the man. You know, I've been properly educated and well brought up, and somehow this other critter comes out of me when it comes to football time.
Just so we've got the central tension of your new book, Tribal, which is subtitled College Football and the Secret Heart of America, right out front, you write, "Football, specifically college football, represents America as it really is, not a field of dreams, but a consecrated battleground where we celebrate violence and hyper-masculinity." Talk to me a little bit about hyper-masculinity and why you're apparently good with it, even though you characterize yourself as a feminist.
Well, good with it might be going a little too far. I accept it. I am a product of my culture the same way everybody else is. But what I was really interested in once college football started to get weirder and weirder to me, which I should say happened at the University of Alabama. I taught there for a long time. I absolutely love it. It was important to me that I teach in a place with high-quality college football. I thought, I mean, look at those guys on the field. They're enormous. They're the size of cows, but they're the shape of the perfect kind of Greek god with the big shoulders and the narrow waist and hips. And then look at where the women are. They're on the sidelines. They're tiny. They're very good gymnasts, but they're very, very little, and they wear bows in their hair, and they cheer the men on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a pretty regressive vision of gender in the 21st century.
And so that's it. You can reconcile those two observations. Football is great, and football is a place where great big men are cheered on by tiny women.
With big bows in their hair. I don't reconcile it. I live with the contradiction. Mm. I live with paradox. I think most people do. I mean, I live in the American South, which is ground zero for paradox. We are a part of American history that nobody is super proud of, except for when we're super proud of it. We love, in a way, that the South is kind of a mess, because out of this mess comes, well, I think great writing, great music, great food, you know, so paradox feels right to me. I just let the inner barbarian have Saturdays.
You're at Florida State University, until recently the domain of celebrated quarterback Jameis Winston. You loved what he could do on the field, but this is a guy who was accused of rape. The authorities at the university and beyond tried to convince the woman who charged him to just go away. This must have made it harder to root for Winston on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, it did. And it made me really angry because the investigation was so botched. That was not Florida State's finest hour, nor was it the City of Tallahassee Police Department's finest hour. On the other hand, I would watch him play, and I have never seen a quarterback play with such joy. I mean, just to watch him, you'd start smiling. That is, if you could shut off the other part of your brain. That's pretty uncomfortable.
You've written that, quote, "football gave Johnny Reb a do-over," meaning football fans in the South could feel better about losing the Civil War after beating Northern teams on the field, I suppose. I wonder if any coach in the SEC would go along with that, even off the record.
Oh, God, no. I think even in the subconscious, that's a tough one. But if you look at it historically, that's exactly what it's been. You know, we stopped talking about it quite so obviously, you know, maybe by the mid-70s, 1970s, not 1870s. I mean, you know, the University of Florida, in living memory, put Confederate battle flags on their helmets to go play Penn State. But there are universities that have done a brilliant job of being conscious of this and dealing with it. The University of Mississippi, I think we should all be proud of. Yes, they're still called the Rebels, but they have managed to pull themselves out of a perpetual Gettysburg, which is where they were, for very good historical reasons. and stop waving the battle flag and stop singing Dixie. And they've almost got the fraternity boys to stop shouting, "The South will rise again." You know, these things take time. Culture's a tough old bird. It takes decades for this stuff to work. We're still talking about the Confederate battle flag in America. We're still arguing about why the Civil War happened. I mean, in Texas, apparently it's not slavery. It's those workers they talked about. America wants to pretend history doesn't matter, but we are the most historically hidebound people. We are complete prisoners of our history. We just hate to admit it.
As I was reading along in Tribal, I kind of wondered if you might be writing yourself out of the football stadium, out of fandom. And then I got to the end. Well, you know, maybe you should read the last three sentences of your book.
Me, I'll still care way too much, even though I know better. This is my tribe. These are my people.
So do you feel okay about having reached that conclusion about your decision to remain a fan these days?
Yeah, I don't think I'm a fan. I've never understood fan. I am a Seminole. There's probably, you know, some kind of electroshock therapy. There's probably some kind of, I don't know, sensory deprivation tank where I could be locked up on Saturdays, you know, and not allowed to go to a stadium or watch ESPN. But then I wouldn't be a happy rabbit.
Do you suppose many of your people, your tribe, will read Tribal?
Some of my people will, and they have. There are more of us than one might think. There are even more of us in English departments than one might think. I used to go to football games at the University of Alabama with a lawyer, a poet, a guy who was a lawyer and a medieval scholar. I mean, these were all super smart people. They just grew up in the culture like I did. And they have this same paradox. Now, a lot of people will maybe start it and go, "This book's by a communist," and put it down. I get a lot of communist for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it's all part of the rich tapestry that is college football in America today.
Diane Roberts is the author of Tribal, College Football, and the Secret Heart of America. Diane, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. It's a delight.